Here's an interesting take on medieval music from 13th century England. The Trio Medieval is performing two works at once, the sacred text Sancta Mater, sung over the secular tune Due Robin. It's an interesting arrangement, but really, you know, when your name is Trio Medieval, people will expect this sort of thing from you. But the Trio Medieval is much more than an early music ensemble. I mean, you listen to this intonation on their ECM record called Stella Maris, and it's just pinpoint precision. It has really attracted the attention of a lot of contemporary composers who want to write music for them. So they've been doing that as well. And being a group from Scandinavia, they have tackled some traditional songs from Norway as well. On the evening of March 28, 2007, the Trio Medieval did all of it. Medieval, modern, and traditional for us on a New Sounds live concert at Merkin Hall. This is the first of two New Sounds programs from that evening. Both of the halves of that concert crossed the centuries, the Trio Medieval and, from Ireland, the Crash Ensemble with a new work by Donica Dennehy that included some traditional Irish singing. So there was a kind of a cross-chronological theme running through the entire evening, and there was some incredible music-making going on. We'll have the Irish half next time, but right now we're going to hear the Trio Medieval. I'm John Schaefer. This is New Sounds program number 2662 from our live concerts at Merkin Hall, which, you know, seats 460 people. It's a medium-sized hall, but it has a big stage. And the trio really took advantage of that in this traditional Norwegian folk song called Til Til Tuva, where they spaced themselves as far apart as they could at the beginning, at the back of the stage, and basically kind of called to each other. So, you know, I'm not sure whether this is one of those herding songs that was meant to be heard between the valleys and the hills in Norway, but it certainly sounds like that in this striking arrangement from the Trio Medieval, getting us started on New Sounds.
Thank you.
From New Sounds Live at Merkin Hall, that is the Trio Medieval, and a performance of the folk song Til Til Tuva, a Norwegian folk song, one of a couple that they performed for us on the evening of March 28th, 2007 at Merkin Hall. They began at the back of the stage, as far apart as possible, sort of calling to each other, and ended up together at center stage, really striking arrangement done for them by Tuna Krohn. The three members of Trio Medieval are Anna Maria Freeman, Lynn Andrea Fugelset, and Torun Erstrom Ossum. And Anna joined us at the microphone to talk a little bit about the Trio Medieval and the mix of medieval and modern and traditional music that they've become so well known for. When did you start doing contemporary music? Was that part of the trio's idea from the start?
Well, it wasn't quite with us in the initial phase of the start of the trio, but very, very soon after we started, maybe a year after we started, some composers wrote us a few pieces, and we were very happy about that. So after that, we've been incorporating contemporary music and also Norwegian folk music into our programs.
Did you find when the first composers started saying, hey, I've written music for you, did you find that after you got over the initial surprise that it made sense somehow to be doing the most modern music and the earliest music and almost nothing in between?
Yes, we did. I suppose the composers who have written for us have had very much of, they've been listening to the sound we make when we do the medieval music, and I don't think they have at all tried to make medieval music in our time today, but they've tried to capture what is in our voices and made something new.
My show, New Sounds, you know, was called New Sounds because it was mostly new music, but from the very first show, there was always an element of early music in it. Mm. I could never really articulate why that felt right to me, but it always did.
I also think that medieval music has kind of become mainstream now. It's a part of the musical canon in a different way than it was just 20 years ago. So the early music revival has really, you know, broadened, and it's not the early music revival anymore. It's something that is incorporated in modern music making.
So you do the medieval music and modern music. Now, how does Norwegian folk song work into that mix?
Very well. we have always sung Norwegian music, and that's been one of the biggest projects we've had for the last few years. And Linn Andrea Fugelset in the trio, she has arranged many tunes for us to fit our ensemble sound.
Mm-hmm. There was a Norwegian group called Tiril Tunga and a number of others who also did, I mean, they were folk bands, but they were doing kind of vocal arrangements of this stuff. Mm. So you draw on some of that repertoire as well?
Yes, some of them. But we try to keep the Trio Medieval sound into the Norwegian folk music. So, and there are many different ways of doing the song repertoire.
Mm-hmm. Mm. All right, so we'll have a chance to hear tonight two recent works written for the band.
Yes.
One by Song Ji-hong, Korean composer,
mm-hmm.
one by Gavin Bryars, who's somewhere here with us this evening.
He certainly is.
And some medieval music, some folk music. So what's not to like? It's all in the one set.
Yeah.
Anna, thank you very much. Looking forward to hearing you and the rest of the trio.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Let's bring out the entire trio: Anna Maria Freeman, Lynn Andrea Fugelset, Torun Erstrom Ossum. I think I just sprained my mouth. Trio Medieval, that's easy to say, and after this set, easy to remember.
Oh.
three anonymous works from 13th century England in a live performance by the Trio Medieval, the Scandinavian early music group performing for us on stage at Merkin Hall as part of our New Sounds Live concert series in the spring of 2007. Flos Regalis, Beata Vishera, and Quem Trina Poluit, the name of those three pieces. I'm John Schaefer, and you're listening to New Sounds. This is New Sounds number 2662 from our New Sounds Live concerts at Merkin Hall. The Trio Medieval, Anna Maria Freeman, Lynn Andrea Fugelseth, Torun Östrom Ossum, the three members of the group, and they, as Anna told us during the interview, started as an early music group, but very quickly attracted the attention of some composers in England, especially Gavin Bryars, and on one of their records for the ECM label, the record Stella Maris, they premiered a mass written for them by the Korean composer Sung Ji Hong. Her mass is called Missa Lumen de Lumine, Light of Light. We will now hear three more anonymous works from 13th century England, courtesy of this splendid Scandinavian group, the Trio Medieval.
Oh,
listening to the Trio Medieval from New Sounds Live at Merkin Hall. Two of the three songs from 13th century England in this set, Salve Mater, Salve Virgo, and in a moment, a combination setting of the sacred Sancta Mater with the traditional secular song Due Robin. Once again, here's Trio Medieval. If you'd like a copy of the playlist for this New Sounds program, it'll tell you what we've heard and where you can find some of the music that Trio Medieval performed for us. All you need to do is check us out online. Our New Sounds page at wnyc.org has all of the playlists. It has all of the audio archives, so you can hear this or any other New Sounds program on your computer anytime you like. That's the New Sounds page of our website, wnyc.org. This is program number 2662. If you're writing to us, request a playlist that way. Our email address, newsounds@wnyc.org. Let's go back to the stage of Merkin Hall and this New Sounds live event, which concluded with Trio Medieval doing two more traditional Norwegian folk songs. We heard a really interesting arrangement of the song Til Til Tuva to begin the program. We'll conclude with So Rugot Barn, Now Rest Good Child, and then a song called I Aktar Inkia, I Don't Think Much. Full line being, I don't think much of those boys. Let's hear two more excerpts from the Scandinavian group known as Trio Medieval from New Sounds Live.
Dum-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da
From New Sounds Live, the Trio Medieval, the Scandinavian early music group that also performs works written for them, here doing two traditional Norwegian folk songs to wrap up this New Sounds Live event. Before we wrap up, let me thank our concert crew, especially our technical director, Edward Haber, and our engineers, Jennifer Munson, Rob Christensen, Paul Schneider, and Paul Ruest.